Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
You're listening to Expositor Podcast, and I'm Steve Lawson. And I'm so glad that you have joined us for this session. We're going to take a few minutes in today and talk about what constitutes a sermon. There are some specific aspects of a sermon that must be considered and a part of what it is that we bring when we stand before a group of people and bring the message of the Lord. It really begins at the most basic level that a sermon is rooted and grounded in a biblical text of Scripture. Nothing originates with us as the preacher. Nothing originates with the culture or the world or society. Everything originates with God. It originates with the Word of God. And so therefore, really, it's as J.I. Packer has described a sermon, it is letting texts talk. I like those three words that form the definition. It is letting texts talk. So really, as the preacher, we're just the middleman between God and the congregation. We are those who are a mouthpiece for a text of Scripture. And when we preach the Bible, the real preacher is in reality God himself. And there's always two preachers. There is the visible preacher, which is the human preacher, which would be someone like myself. But there must be a far greater preacher. There must be the preacher, capital P, and that would be God himself who is speaking through his word. And so in every pulpit, there needs to be these two preachers. And the role of the human preacher is simply to be a conduit for the voice of God as the word of God is expounded. Because a sermon begins with a text of Scripture, it stays with a text of Scripture, and it supports what is being said with other passages of Scripture. I want us to think about some distinctives of this. As you would prepare a sermon, as you would deliver a sermon, here are some important things. Number one, read the text. 1 Timothy 4:13 says, "Until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture." We begin by opening our Bible and reading the passage from which our message will be brought. We're making a statement that everything that we have to say is originating from a text of Scripture. After we read the text, number two, we explain the text. We interpret the text. We teach the text. And we open up the meaning of that passage of Scripture. We give careful consideration to the meaning of words, to historical context, historical background, to the geography that might lie behind the passage. But we are interpreters of a text, and we are teaching this text, and we are teaching even the theology that is in that text. The third thing that we do is we support the text. So after we read it, we explain it, then we support the text. And by that, I mean we go to other texts of Scripture in the Bible, which we would refer to as cross-references, and show how other portions of Scripture are in perfect alignment with this text that we're preaching and can also shine greater light upon this passage of Scripture. And so many times the text we're preaching might be a little bit veiled or obscure, and other passages would help make it plainer. And then fourth, we want to illustrate the text. There is a proper place for illustrations in a sermon. So after we've taught and supported the text, we want to bring different illustrations. It can be in the form of something from life or in the world. Or it can be the use of a metaphor or an analogy or even an allegory that will help the listener visualize what is being taught in this text. And then fifth, we have to apply the text. We have to show the practical relevance of this passage of Scripture to the daily life of our listeners. And so we connect the text in a practical way to the listener. Sometimes we build them up with encouragement and confirmation. At other times, they need to be challenged and conviction brought to bear upon their life. It's been well said, we're to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, and that's what we do with our application. And then, sixth, we exhort with the text. And to exhort, the idea is that we urge, and we plead, and we persuade, and we invite and summons. We seek to win people to the truth, that they would move out to live the truth in their life. So not only do we show them the relevance with application, but we are to motivate them with exhortation. And then finally, we must defend the truth. And we must expose what is in opposition to the truth that we are bringing. We must refute all that is contrary to this particular passage. And so not only do we bring positive assertion of what this passage is saying, but also negative denial of what others would be saying that is not in alignment with this passage of Scripture. All of this constitutes what a sermon is. And so I trust that as you give careful thought to your sermon preparation, as well as to its delivery, that each of these aspects will be considered. But bottom line, the alpha and the omega of a sermon must be the Bible. It must be the Word of God. That's why we are called to preach the Word. That is what we do. Well, may God bless you as you give careful thought to what constitutes a sermon. God bless you.